You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Bastion.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Karen Vance.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions and your agility questions about your pets at 844-287-2876. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Mr. Zach Buten.
Howdy.
And he'll put you on the line with us. Once again, that's 844-287-2876. The show is produced in-house in studio live here by Mr. Bob Page. But pick up the phone and give us a call at 844-287-2876. We have a special guest joining us in this hour. Her name is Carol Wolf. We're going to be talking with her. She's the author of Puppy Socialization, an insider's guide to dog behavioral fitness. She's a certified dog behavior consultant, and she is here to answer your questions, and we are going to give away a few of her books. So stay tuned and give us a call at 844-287-2876. And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
And I'm Karen Vance.
We welcome your calls and questions at 844-287-2876. That's the number to call. 844-287-2876. I want to welcome on to the program right now, other than Karen Vance, I want to welcome on Carol Wolf, the author of Puppy Socialization. Hey, Carol, how you doing?
Hi, John. I'm doing just fine.
Now, am I saying the name right? Is it Carol Wolf?
It absolutely, you got it right.
Okay. Because I knew you spelled a Carol a little differently.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
C-A-R-Y-L.
My mother saddled me with that when I was a little girl, when I was born, actually. And people have mispronounced my name all the time. So.
I like it.
But you got it right.
That's good. I had an insider on that one. I know you know Karen.
Hi, Carol. How you
doing? Yes. Hi, Karen.
Now, you're a certified dog behavior consultant. And how long have you been a dog behavior consultant?
Probably about 8 or 10 years or so. I've been training since 1994 and started getting certified by several different dog trainer organizations, and I'm currently certified by 5 different training organizations.
Now,
I
have to say I like the dedication to the book Puppy Socialization. For the dogs in shelters whose only crime was not having proper socialization. That's very true, isn't it?
Sad, but true.
So tell us, we always say, we always say you can't take a puppy away from its mom like 8 weeks, 8 to 10 weeks, because it needs to be socialized by the parent. But is that true in what you say? And then also, after 8 to 10 weeks, if you bring the puppy home, what do you consider socialization that has to continue?
Okay, puppies, people have a misconception of what socialization is. Socialization is dog to dog, dog to people, and dog to its environment. So the mom teaches it the rules of the road when it's a puppy, And then when we bring it home, the socialization is still continuing. The socialization period is from 3 to 12 weeks, and sometimes, depending on who you read, it can go further than that. And that's the time when most dogs, when most puppies learn most things about their environment, and a little bit goes a long way. It's, you know, sometimes just one exposure to something can set them up for the whole life. So if it's a positive exposure, then they get, they have good, a good experience with that. If it's a negative exposure, they can have a negative experience that follows them throughout their whole life. So when we bring them home, we need to continue the socialization, continue to take them out, and which is really habituation, getting used to new things and new people.
Now, Carol, you're actually an author of 7 books. You've been a trainer and behavior consultant for over 20 years, successfully trained thousands of dogs, and is the first trainer concurrently certified by 5 dog trainer organizations. That's impressive. You've got a number of websites, by the way, and the first one on the list is puppysocializationguide.com. I do like your second one that you list here, though, puppydogpottytraining.com.
Okay. Well, actually, we're in the process of consolidating them. So the puppy socialization site is now consolidated into my Doggy Manners site, and we're working on consolidating a number of them.
How long did it take you to put this book together?
Pardon me?
How long did it take to put this book together? How long did it take to write it?
Oh, probably about a year, definitely about a year.
Because you got a lot of information in here.
Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of good information and what everybody needs to know about. So, you know, congrats on that. And I want to start a little bit from the beginning, and I think one of the important things is, where do you get a puppy from? And when you're talking, you know, getting a puppy, do you recommend personally shelters or rescue groups? Do you recommend a good breeder? And speaking of breeders, what do you consider to be a good breeder?
Okay, so you can get it from a shelter or a breeder. As far as good breeders are concerned, good breeders don't just think about the bottom line, their bottom line, how much money they're making from the sale of the puppy. Good breeders do some training, they do some socialization of the puppy, and they set up their house so the puppy the puppies are raised in the house, not outside. That's really important, that the kennels are in the house, because if the puppy is raised outside, then it doesn't get used to the sights, the sounds, the smells, etc. of being inside the house. And so when you bring them home, if they're not raised inside, then what just happened here? I was outside, I knew everything, and now I'm inside and everything's new and different. So a good breeder raises the puppy inside and does some socialization and training.
You know, I thought it was interesting, just an interesting story. My niece, this was quite a while back actually, now she's got a Yorkie, actually, in Florida here. She lives up north in Pennsylvania, and she contacted a breeder here in South Florida. And she told me about the breeder, the price, and a couple other things, and I was just a little skeptic on the breeder. So I called the breeder, and I asked some questions, and I said who I was, that I do a national pet show, and so on and so forth. Then she actually declined giving the pup to my niece after that. And I found it to be that I think there was reasons for that. So, and my niece was upset, but I said, listen, if somebody's not going to answer all my questions and not willing to answer all my questions, and they're just looking to pocket quite a bit of money, I said, then there's probably something wrong with the breeder. And so things happen for a reason, and I think that was me stepping in was probably a good thing.
It absolutely was. The unfortunate thing is with the internet, there's puppy breeders that advertise all over the place, and they have great-looking websites, and they can be terrible breeders.
Right, they make it all look pretty. Hey, don't go away, Carol. We'll be right back. We're speaking with Carol Wolf, the author of Puppy Socialization, an Insider's Guide to Dog Behavioral Fitness. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
We welcome your calls and questions at 844-287-2876. The third call right now, and Zach, our producer, is going to get a complimentary copy of the book, puppy socialization. 844-287-2876. Call now.
Talkin' Pets. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Active for Pets is a new wellness platform and app that helps pet parents save time and money on their vet bills. Stop paying for unnecessary vet treatments. Consult with a vet online. Get unlimited access to your pet's entire health history from any computer or smartphone with the Active for Pets app. Vaccinations, medications, test results, and more. Active for Pets gives you access to a team of expert vets for non-emergency care. Make an appointment before, during, or after office hours. Skip the waiting room and get a secure online vet consult on your schedule. Taking care of your pets is as easy as it gets with Active for Pets. Ready to try Active for Pets? Listeners get 40% off a one-year membership. To get this great offer, use promo code PETLIFE on the sign-up page of active4pets.com. That's A-C-T-I-V, the number 4, P-E-T-S.com. Or call 888-512-2848.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And they called it puppy love. Oh, I guess they'll never know how a young heart, how it really feels, and why I love her so. And they called it puppy love.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
So, we're speaking with Carol Wolf. She's the author of Puppy Socialization, an Insider's Guide to Dog Behavioral Fitness. Congratulations to Shelby in Alamogordo, New Mexico. Congratulations, Shelby. You're getting a complimentary copy of the book from Carol. And, Carol, are you able to autograph the books to Shelby?
Oh, absolutely.
Great. That'd be perfect.
Give me the information.
Shelby, make sure if you want it autographed to you or someone or your dog, let us know. Actually, let Zach know, 844-287-2876, and Carol will autograph the book for you, Puppy Socialization. Who published the book, Carol?
It's really, it's self-published.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and that's an interesting process as well.
I know, actually, I've been doing some reading on that, where a lot of authors are self-publishing their books now.
Yes. You know, when you go with a regular publishing house, you still have to do a lot of the work yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you self-publish, then you do the work and you make a little bit more money.
Yeah, that, and I guess there's so many books that have to be printed or gone to press, basically, and there's all kinds of situations with going with a publisher, and not to say that they're a bad thing. I mean, they are a good thing if you can go with a publisher, but self-publishing is a big thing now.
It is.
You know that
and
song?
Amazon has... Sorry?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say Amazon has made it very easy for writers to publish their own books.
Now, your book, can you find it on your websites? Can you find it on Amazon.com?
Oh, absolutely. It's on Amazon, both in Kindle and in paperback. And you can get it on my website. All my books are on Amazon and on my website.
What's the best website for you if somebody wants to check it out and maybe order the book?
Doggy, D-O-G-G-I-E, manners.com.
Well, that's easy enough. Doggymanners.com. So you can purchase the book Puppy Socialization there. But Shelby in Alamogordo, New Mexico, you're getting a complimentary copy and autographed by, of course, the author Carol Wolf. I don't know, every time I see the name Shelby, it takes me to that movie. Drink your water, Shelby. Shelby, drink your water. You know what I'm talking about, right? Steel Magnolias?
No, I'm sorry.
Yes. I just think of the Netflix show Peaky Blinders where the guy's name is Tommy Shelby.
Well,
but they never say just Tommy Shelby. There's usually some really obscene word that begins with F between the two.
Oh, yeah. Something we can't say.
Great show.
But Carol, too, Bobby was playing Puppy Love, and it sparked a little memory for me, is that... you know, I've heard different stories from, and mostly one-sided. I'm curious to know what you say about it. But when you're going to adopt a pet or adopt a puppy, for instance, a lot of people say let the puppy choose you rather than you choosing the puppy. Is there truth in that?
There can. can be. There can be some truth in that. But, you know, when you choose a puppy, you should choose one that fits your lifestyle. If you're, you know, a couch potato, then you don't want to get a dog like a border collie who has to have lots of mental stimulation. So you need to choose a puppy that fits your lifestyle, and also, you know, different puppies have different needs as far as grooming. If you don't like to groom, if you don't want to pay for a groomer, then just because you like, let's say, a sheepdog, then don't get a sheepdog, because it takes a lot of grooming and care. Puppies take a lot of time.
You know, it's funny because a lot of people like to go out and get the Jack Russell, because I think they're cute dogs. For the guys out there, I kind of think they're on the masculine side. And they're fun dogs, but when you said couch potato, that's totally the wrong dog for a couch potato.
You're absolutely right. And I had a Jack Russell Whippet mix, and that dog just never had an off button. He just went, he loved to play fetch, and he would play fetch until he literally dropped. So this dog, just very smart dogs and very cute. But
you're not really masculine.
I think they're masculine.
German Shepherd's a masculine.
Oh, no,
dog.
I'm talking for the smaller dogs, though.
Oh, okay.
Like for a smaller breed dog, I think the Jack Russell's pretty masculine.
Yeah, it's not a Pomeranian.
I was actually at a beach pool bar, and somebody had a Jack Russell there, and like Carol's telling us right now about, you know, never slows down. This dog.
That dog's a handful.
Oh, this dog. There was like a ball about the size of a basketball. And this dog was just with its nose. For literally a half hour, I sat at this bar having drinks. And all of a sudden, that dog never slowed down. It was hitting that ball with its nose everywhere that ball would go. That dog was everywhere all over that ball. For like a half hour. I would have been dead in 10 minutes. And it was like 85 degrees.
Yeah, you definitely need to be an active owner to have a Jack Russell.
Oh, big time. Big time. Hey, I got to ask you, Carol, too, on Chapter 7 of your book, Puppy Socialization, which is available at doggymanners.com, by the way, you mentioned, but my vet says I shouldn't take my puppy outside until he's had all his shots. Truth or dare?
Well, that used to be the feeling, because the dogs were exposed to a lot of, you know, different illnesses and stuff, and you have to weigh the difference between whether you want your dog to be behaviorally immunized or medically immunized. And more dogs wind up in shelters because they're not behaviorally immunized, because they're not socialized, because they're not taken outside, because they don't have new experiences, than the dogs that die of specific diseases. So behavior immunization is socializing your puppy and getting him used to the sights, the sounds, the smells of the real world. And you can do that safely, and I have several different ways of how to do that safely in my book. You just don't want to, you know, take him to a dog park and, you know, say, here, go ahead and play with the other dogs, because that can turn out to be disaster. But you want to take your dog to safe places that you've scoped out before, and new places that where he's not frightened of new things.
Hold on to that thought, Carol. We're going to be right back with Carol Wolf. She's the author of Puppy Socialization, an Insider's Guide to Dog Behavioral Fitness. She's a certified dog behavior consultant. If you have a question for Carol, she's going to be with us for a couple more minutes. Give us a call, 844-287-2876. Again, the third caller, if you're the number three caller to get in right now, you're going to get a complimentary copy autographed by Carol Wolf. Puppy Socialization is the name of the book. You can buy it if you want at doggymanners.com. That's her website, D-O-G-G-I-E, manners.com. So check it out, and it's available on amazon.com as well. But call us right now if you have any questions. But the third call, the book is yours. You don't have to have a question. You're the winner if you're number three that calls into Zach right now at 844-287-2876. That's 844-287-2876. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Amazing Pet Expos is coming to a city near you. Admission is always free, and your pet is welcome. Shopping, adoptions, free nail trims, discounted shots and microchipping, agility, a pet costume contest, and much more. Plus, meet the guys from Animal Planet's hit TV series Tank and Pit Boss. Online at AmazingPetExpos.com.
Bring your pets to the Pet Expo.
It's DesignerPetSweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit DesignerPetSweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Large or small, we fit them all. DesignerPetSweaters.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
Don't forget, give us a call at 844-287-2876 if you have questions for Carol Wolf. The name of the book is called Puppy Socialization. If you're the number three caller, call right now and the book is yours. Autographed by Carol. 844-287-2876. 844-287-2876. Be the third caller and the book is yours. Puppy Socialization. It's a book that you definitely need when you're adopting a puppy. 844-287-2876. It's available on Amazon.com. It's also available at doggymanners.com, D-O-G-G-I-E, manners.com. So check it out there. You can purchase the book if you wish, but you can win one right here now. Be the number three caller, 844-287-2876. That's 844-287-2876. You know, books like this are actually, do you find, Carol, when people adopt pets and all, any kind of pet, really, dog, whatever, that they don't do their homework? They bring it home because they think it's cute and adorable, and they let it go in the house, and then the next thing they know, the house is on fire. I mean, not literally, but you know what I mean.
Yes, and I'm thankful that that happens, because then they call me.
Yep.
But dogs are a lot of work. They're a lot more work than cats, because they're more like humans than cats are. Cats are still feral, but dogs are much more like humans. And in fact, one of the resources that I used for my book was a study by Scott and Fuller in the 1950s, where they studied the genetics and the social behavior of the dog to learn about human developmental periods, because human developmental periods and dog developmental periods are very, very similar. So puppies are work, though, and when you get a puppy or when you get a dog, you have to realize that you're going to spend somewhere between 2 and 4 hours a day with that puppy or dog in order for it to be behaviorally healthy.
Yeah, I got to ask you, too, in part of the book, you get into obedience training, of course, and then you get into games and play. How do you differentiate between, like, obedience time versus play time? Because does that confuse a dog when all of a sudden you're throwing a ball or you're maybe playing tug-of-war or something like that? Is there how do you differentiate between those two?
Well, obedience is generally regarded as sit down, come, heel, and stay. That's general obedience. That's something you teach the dog, okay? When you're playing fetch, you don't necessarily put a command to it. You use the games as rewards. So you can use several different types of rewards. You can use food rewards, petting, praise, or game playing. So game playing is you use that as a reward after you've taught them, you know, after your obedience session, so they know that there's something fun after the session, although the session in itself should not be boring. It should be fun, and they should look forward to it.
You know, I'm as we're talking, I'm like
going through your book, and there's, and I like the step by steps that you give in this book as well. I mean, there's a series of books out there called, you know, Dogs for the Dummies or whatever, and sometimes I feel like most of us are, and I'm including myself in that category, where I like these little step books. It makes
I'm
it much
a big
more
dummy
easier.
Fan.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, it makes it a lot more easier. So, and then in page 130 of the book, you get into a lot of puppy socialization factors, like, you know, with meetings and playing with, sleeping in or on, seeing people. That's something I've always been curious about. Why do certain dogs look at, for instance, they'll be friendly to anybody out there, but then I'm just using a scenario. But then all of a sudden a guy walks up to them with a beard, and then they want to, like, rip their hand off. Any guy with a beard.
Okay, because they've probably never encountered a guy with a beard before. So when you socialize puppies, you socialize them, you habituate them to as many different things as possible. People with beards, people wearing large hats, people carrying umbrellas, people pushing a stroller. Because if you have hundreds of things that the dogs have seen as puppies, then when they get to, you know, that new thing, then they don't have, they're not afraid of it. So new things generally for puppies or dogs are either safe or dangerous. And it's safe if they know about it and have had a positive experience, or when they have encountered a number of new things, and all of those new things have been positive experiences. But if some guy comes up with a beard and the puppy has never seen him, then that could, you know, very well frighten him. And it also could be the way that the guy walks up to him. Because generally, guys are approach more directly than women do. Women are much more, they approach from the side. And when you have a direct confrontation face-to-face with a dog, that can put them off. That's a definite affront to a dog and puts them in a defensive position.
Once again, we gave away a copy of the book to Eve in Olympia, Washington. So congratulations, Eve and Olympia. You're getting a copy of the book, Puppy Socialization by Carol Wolf.
Well, Carol, I noticed that you and I agree on having pre-agility puppy classes to incorporate obstacles and unusual things into the environment of the puppy. Kind of goes along with all types of people. You want to explain a little bit about that?
Well, again, what I said was the more things that the puppies can be exposed to in a positive manner, the better the foundation is. And so, and it also builds their confidence. I've had several puppies in my puppy class who've never seen some of the equipment that I have. For example, I have a PVC, a ladder made out of PVC pipe, and they have to, that lays on the ground, and they have to walk through that. And that's really frightening to a lot of the puppies. And so we work them through it, and that gives them so much confidence. In fact, I remember this one little Yorkie was scared to death of it, and she just would not go through this ladder at all. And we worked her through it, and the next week she came back to class, and she was leading the whole class through the ladder. So just that little bit of confidence that they get from conquering a fear that goes on to other things. It rubs off to other things.
Yeah, I like
for
how
a much more confident and well-rounded puppy.
I like how you like the obstacles to be changed physically in the environment every single time the puppies see them.
Yes, because we like a nice house, but, you know, when we walk into a room, if there's a chair out of place, a lot of times what happens is we have to put it, you know, a dining room chair, we have to push it under the table. And I had a client who had a puppy that was so scared of everything that she had walked out of the room, and my purse was on the couch. And when she came back, that was not there, and so she was barking furiously at the purse because it hadn't been there before. And then the owner told me that she couldn't even move the chairs in the dining room table, the dining room chairs because her puppy freaked out. So that puppy needed a lot of work.
Well, I'll tell you, Carol, you got a lot of great information in this book. And it's called Puppy Socialization, An Insider's Guide to Dog Behavioral Fitness by Carol Wolf, Certified Dog Behavior Consultant. You can find it at Amazon.com. You can also purchase it and find out more information about Carol at DoggyManners.com, D-O-G-G-I-E, Manners.com. And Carol, I want to thank you for joining us here on the program and allowing us to give away a couple of your books. And, the best of luck. And please let us know when your next book is coming out, because I like everything about this one.
Well, thank you. I actually, like I said, I have seven books out, and I do have a very funny one on puppy potty training. Very funny book.
You'll have to actually send me a copy of that one. I'd like to take a look at it.
I will be happy to.
Sounds good. Congratulations, Carol Wolf, and once again, thanks for joining us here on Talkin' Pets.
Thank you.
Good talking to you.
Good talking to you, Karen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Carol. That's Carol Wolf, the author of Puppy Socialization, An Insider's Guide to Dog Behavioral Fitness. If you're getting a dog, getting a puppy, getting any kind of an animal, you want to make sure that you do your homework. And with a book like this for puppy socialization, it's very important, and I do like the step-by-steps in it, so I highly recommend getting it. It's a good book, and by the way, I've got one more to give away, so if you call right now, it's yours, 844-287-2876. That's 844-287-2876. Call right now. You're listening to Talkin' Pets.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Hey, everybody. This is Tim Link, the host of Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Got some exciting news for you here today. My audiobook is now available. Wagging Tails, Every Animal Has a Tail, is now available in audiobook form through Audible.com, Amazon.com, and iTunes. It's a collection of 32 conversations I've had with the animals. It's a fun, interesting, heartfelt book that's suitable for all age groups. So everybody, pick up a copy of the audiobook, Wagging Tails, Every Animal Has a Tail. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Dana Humphrey, also known as the Pet Lady. I travel from coast to coast to pet trade shows and consumer events to scout out what the hottest, hippest, and most unique pet products are on the planet, bringing you tips and tricks from top veterinarians, groomers, trainers on how to safely travel and live happily with your pets. The Pet Lady will be in a city near you, showing off the latest and greatest tech pet gadgets, cozy comforts, and fab gift ideas for man's and woman's best friend. You can learn more at thepetlady.net or connect socially and tweet with me at Pet Lady World.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
You have about a week left to finalize your plans for the 4th of July, but don't forget that you need to make plans for your pet on that day as well. Talking about News Brief, I'm Bob Page. Independence Day is one of the busiest times of the year due to the number of lost pets who run away in fright from fireworks. So what can you do? First off, you can lock your gates so your pups don't get out. But even then, never ever leave your dogs tied up in the backyard. Apparently, some dogs have actually tried to pull away so much that they've either hung themselves or break their necks and can suffocate. So don't leave them tied out at night during the fireworks shows. It's always better to just bring your pets in during fireworks hours. Try to put them in a back bedroom or a back bathroom where you can turn on a radio or TV so that they can have some normal noise to hear that may drown out the fireworks noise. You can also give your pets something that helps give them comfort so they feel safe and secure, you know, like their favorite toy or blanket. But if you're going to leave a pet outside, make sure your each pet is microchipped. And you need to make sure that information stored in the chip is up to date with your current address and phone number. Also, make sure your pet has a visible current ID tag, because that'll make it a lot faster than a chip. So if a neighbor happens to catch your dog, they'll be able to just read the tag and bring it back to you, instead of waiting for it to get to a shelter and then getting the chip scanned. It's always best to have both. If you know your pet gets too worked up every 4th of July, make sure you talk to your veterinarian in the next few days to see if medicating your pet could be an option. There's also products online that claim to calm a nervous pet. And don't forget to follow Talking Pets on social media. There are links on our Facebook and Twitter at the top of the website, TalkingPets.com. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Bob Page.
Let me run a rhyme and put your car on cruise and lay back because it's summertime.
Summertime, the season of the flea, and the ticks, and the mosquitoes. They're all out there, so make sure you protect your pets.
You talk about ticks, and I really never thought about this with a dog, and I lived up north. And
oh, I know where
ticks.
You're going. I saw this.
Yeah, I posted it on our Facebook page, a picture. When you check your dog for ticks, make sure you check their gum lines.
Yep, it was buried in the gums of the dog.
Yeah, who knew? Yeah.
Wow.
So that's another place. You should be checking your dog's teeth anyway.
Well, that's the thing too, and also be on our Facebook and Twitter because you'll see things like this, you know, where you can actually know by looking at that picture and that story that, yeah, you should be checking your dog's mouth and your cat's as well. Congratulations to Joe in Portland, Oregon, listening on KBNP. He's getting a copy of Carol Wolf's book, Puppy Socialization, An Insider's Guide to Dog Behavioral Fitness. You can find the book, like I said, on Amazon.com. You can also get it at doggymanners.com, D-O-G-G-I-E, manners.com. So check that out. Also, by the way, what we're going to do right now, compliments of one of our sponsors here on the program, Dr. Willard's, for the third caller, number three, just be the third caller to call in. You are actually going to get Dr. Willard's Natural Restorative Pet Care Kit. Now, it's got three different products in it. You get the Soothing Aloe Gel for Pets. That's one of it. And then you also get a bottle of Rejuvenating Skin and Coat Spray. And third in the kit, you're getting Vibrant Pet Water Drops. So these are all great for your dog's health and well-being. And you're going to get that for the third caller to call in right now to Zach, our producer, at 844-287-2876. 844-287-2876. And by the way, compliments of BioFog, that's SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator, a new sponsor to our program, and I've been looking for a new odor eliminator to come onto the program that actually works, and this is it, SCOE 10X. It'll actually take out skunk smell, so that's how well this stuff works. It breaks down with bacteria, it breaks down the poop or the vomit or the urine that's in the house, and this way you won't smell it anymore, neither will your pet, so they won't keep going back to those spots. And it's called SCOE 10X, and you're getting a bottle of that if, I'm trying something new here, we put on a section on our website at talkinpets.com, talkinpets.com, of fans of Talking Pets. That's your pets, or you and your pets in the picture. If you email me a picture of your pet, or you with your pet, and we post it on talkinpets.com, we're going to send you a bottle, compliments from BioFog, SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator. You'll get a bottle of that. So if you see it posted each week on talkinpets.com, we'll automatically send you a bottle of SCOE 10X. So, but make sure when you send the picture to me at johnpatch@talkinpets.com, and that's J-O-N-P-A-T-C-H, at TalkinPets.com, no G in the talking. And if we post your picture on our website, make sure your address is attached with the picture to me. It will come directly to me. And we will send you out a bottle of SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator. So, and you'll see your dog or your cat or your mouse or whatever it is posted on our website at TalkinPets.com. So it's kind of cool. So check it out, TalkinPets.com. And also remember to join us on Facebook and Twitter. And we'll also post it on our Facebook and Twitter. So it'll go out to what? 24,000?
Yeah, there's roughly a lot of people that follow us on social media, which is awesome.
So your pet will become famous. So send it on, and you'll get a bottle of SCOE 10X if we post the picture on our website at talkinpets.com. But email me the picture at johnpatch, J-O-N-P-A-T-C-H, at talkinpets.com. And again, no G in the talking. But like I said, if you're the third caller to call in right now, compliments of Dr. Willard's, you're going to get the Dr. Willard's Natural Restorative Pet Care Kit, and it contains three different products just for being caller number three at 844-287-2876, 844-287-2876. And if you go to talkinpets.com, you'll see we post a video on the homepage that usually Bobby picks all of our stories every week, and you'll see a video that kind of goes with the story. So you'll see a nice little video on there with some music behind it. It's kind of cool, of the do's and don'ts of the 4th of July and your pets. So check that out as well at talkinpets.com, T-A-L-K-I-N pets.com. But once again, we want to talk with you at 844-287-2876. Be the third caller to call in right now, and Dr. Willard's restorative pet care kit is yours. And like I said, send us your picture of your pet, picture of your pet and you. And if we post it on TalkinPets.com, you'll get a bottle of SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator from BioFog. But if you're going to adopt a pet, by the way, make sure you go to your local animal shelter or your rescue group and adopt a pet from there. And make sure, at all times, spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. From myself, John Patch.
And I'm Karen Vance.
Oh, hi, I'm Bob Page.
We say goodbye for this hour of Talking Pets. Special thanks to our producer at the network, Mr. Zach Buden. Check us out at TalkinPets.com, T-A-L-K-I-N-Pets.com, and we'll talk to you again very soon. Out for now.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.